Blog Talk Radio.
Power Show, and my name is Beverly D. And tonight I have author Beverly A. Terry on, and she has a new release. Her new book is Enough Now, and it's very interesting. It's not too often that I read fictional books that can really grab my interest, and this book, once from page one, once you read it, it just keeps you, it pulls you right on in, and it's a very excellent book. I'm going to pull Beverly Terry up. Beverly, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Beverly.
Hi. It's great to have you on, and I enjoyed your book. It was excellent.
Thank you so much, Beverly. This is a dream to me, and I thank you for having me on the show to let your listeners know about my book.
Well, tell us first about Beverly Terry, and how long have you been working and thinking about the book, and just give us some insight.
Okay, I'm a former teacher. I was a high school teacher for 28 years in New York City, and I retired in 2007.
Okay.
And I don't want to give a lot away, but I always say, because I had the opportunity, so I'm going to say I was forced out. I really love teaching, and I love the children. But I knew that there was a creative part of me that I had never expressed, and I left with the hope that I would be able to express my creativity. So in 2008, I started writing screenplays with a partner. I found a screenwriting partner, and we basically started the outline that ended up being this book. And that was a wonderful experience. It happened in 2008, at the end of 2007, and we finished writing the screenplay in 2009.
Okay.
But it was a difficult undertaking, you know, neither one of us. We're both basically just creative people, and we had no place to go with the screenplay. So he went off to do films because his heart is film writing, and I went off to write songs because my heart is songwriting. And so in 2010, I released my first album, which is a compilation of some songs that I put together. And long story short, that did not work out for me. And when I saw that that wasn't going to work, I said, well, what are you going to do with yourself now, Beverly? And I remember my earliest memory in school was that I was a writer. And I thought about that story that we had put together, which ended up being this book, Enough Now. And I said, you know, I really want to share this story with the world. I really did. So I went to my collaborator and I asked her if I could take that screenplay and change it into a novel. Because I had studied a lot, and entering screenwriting is not easy, especially if you don't know anybody. And so I had learned that it's easier to get a novel out than a screenplay, and I thought it would be a wonderful story to tell. And he gave me his blessings, you know, and I sat down, I'll never forget, I sat down October 31st, 2010, and I started to change that screenplay into a novel. Mm. And over the years, I've always been interested in writing. So over the years, I had taken writing classes here and there. And my writing always stood out. But in my mind, I wanted to be a songwriter and not a novel writer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think the creator had other plans and, you know, and had demonstrated to me through the feedback from the people I met throughout life that you have something really to offer in terms of prose writing. And so when I sat down in October 2010, I'll never forget, February 2011, I got real excited. I said, oh, boy, I've done it. I've translated this screenplay into a novel.
Okay.
But that was only the beginning, Beverly. It wasn't a book at that point.
Okay.
It's
excellent, you know. And like I said, I don't read a lot of friction books, and it's an excellent book. And I could see it being an excellent movie, too, because as I was reading it, I was seeing it in my mind as a movie. It was like I was looking at a movie.
Well, you know, that's true, and especially where it comes from. And everything was deliberate. Being a former teacher, you know, I had to capture the children's attention in order to teach them mathematics because, you know, the first day they would show up, everyone would hate math, but by the time they left my class, they all had a different opinion about mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, because of the way the world is now, I have to sustain the attention. So it was a challenge for me that I really enjoy, that I feel that I'm an artist and I can do that. You know, I can make it interesting and carry them along and, you know, but with the help of the creator, because I have that experience now. I didn't do this by myself. My relationship with the creator was solidified during this experience because I did it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a fellow writer out there, it was very, very difficult. But I was, like, persistent. It's like I was called to do it. That's how I ended up feeling, that I was called to write this book. And because, like, believe it or not, I'm not a big fiction reader myself. I have read certain fiction over the years, but I'm basically a nonfiction reader. But since I'm not an expert in anything, I have to write fiction. I must say, in the end, I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed the whole experience of writing, and it was very difficult. Like I said, February was only the beginning. That book took me a lot of places. It was a lot, and I'll never, ever forget it as long as I live.
So have you went on any book tours? When did it come out?
The book came out in February, Beverly.
Okay.
And I truly believe in my heart that the book is inspired by the creative forces and the energy, because I had to write it, and I had to write it alone. And while I was coming through this process alone, and I'm talking with the creator, and I'm always asking for help, I said, I think I need help. But every time I wasn't given help and I just stayed with the process, I really understood, okay, so I went through this thing and I wrote this book. In September 2011, I went outside and I said, oh, my God, the summer is over. Because that's how hard I was working.
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm at now, Beverly, I'm crystal clear. Now, even though I tell you I was alone, there were some pivotal people that showed up to help me. Like, I needed an ideal reader, and my son Omar played the part of ideal reader for me. I needed a cover artist, and literally out of nowhere, the creator sent me a cover artist who lives in the Netherlands. His
Ooh.
Name is Sandiata Lake. He's a black man, and he lives in the Netherlands.
Wow.
And he just showed up. I kid you not. But anyway, he did a wonderful job for me. And then I know a little bit, and I know you don't publish without being edited. I know that, but I really had no one to go to. I didn't know anybody. And one day my sister, she came over and she started reading a couple of my pages, and she said, Beverly, you need an editor. You can't just throw a book out there. I said, I know I need an editor. And anyway, the spirit touched my sister's heart, and my sister Sylvia edited my book. She's a tremendous writer, and I'm just so grateful. So I was given those important parts that I desperately needed to release a book.
Ooh, wow. And, you know, you can feel it. I mean, when you read the book, you can truly feel the energy. So I know that what you're saying is true. It's really in divine order. And like I told you earlier, like you, I don't really read fiction. But that one from the first chapter, you know, some books you have to kind of read and get into it before it really grabs you. But your book, I mean, right in the first chapter, it just grabs you. Kind of give the people some information about the book without giving it all away.
I know, and that's difficult. One thing I'm going to say about the book, it's true to its description. You know, there is a description about the book, and, you know, it's an urban fiction tale. It's urban fiction with a twist. It's new and innovative, talking about these two young black men living, working in Harlem and becoming disillusioned with the system and wanting to do something to change it. I think that that's in the book, and Marcus being one of the major characters, and Bassman being his best friend, and being guys together, and Bassman wanting to hook Marcus up with a special lady because Marcus is really a loner, and that becomes a fateful event when they have a party where Bassman is going to hook Marcus up with Kimberly, and when that happens, things start happening.
Yes.
Because Kimberly is not who Bassman thought she was.
Mm-hmm.
And,
It's excellent, you know, and I advise the listeners to go and get the book. They will definitely enjoy it. And it's a good book to give as a gift. Excellent.
And it's something. When I sat down to write the book, I've learned a lot since I've written the book. My life journey is tied up in the book, and I sat down to write that book to share it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share. I have this vision that every black person in the world could read this book. And, you know, I didn't really want to self-publish, but I truly believe that I would have had a problem if I went to the traditional mainstream to have them publish my book. The first thing they want to know, okay, what genre is it? And I have to be honest, this book is genre-full. You can't take this book and put it in a genre. Or you talk about any genre, so it's genre full, which I think that means it's life. Because life isn't all suspenseful, life isn't all dramatic, you know, it's a mixture of everything.
Yes.
And I think when they talk about the book, you have to say that. What genre is genre full? It's an interesting read. So... And plus, it's also deliberately written to counteract all the negative things that people talk about in the mass media. That was the original motivation for the book.
Okay.
That stereotypical negative nonsense that's overwhelming, and, you know, it's changed us as a people. One thing I learned, and I know I did share with my students, whatever you focus on becomes a part of you. You know, so this is another reason I wrote the book, because I want to say, and I still think about young people, you know, I made the sale to the youngest person yesterday. He was 16 years old. So far, he's the youngest person to buy a book from me.
Mm-hmm.
And his father purchased the book for him because the kid opened the book and immediately he was absorbed in the book.
That's what it does to you. That's the amazing part about it.
And that's why, Beverly, you know, I have so much gratitude for you and the Creator, as the Creator is working through you. And you're a woman, and you're the first person to have me on your show to talk about the book. And I have to say, at this point, for me, for the book to really get out there so that the people can read it and talk about it, I need help. You know, I know that. I know that I'm going to keep trudging along the best I can, but I'm in an arena that I know absolutely nothing about now,
mm-hmm.
which is marketing.
Well, I think that you are going to do very well, because the book is definitely going to sell itself. And I feel like when one person reads the book, you know how they say word of mouth. It is just that good. It's an excellent book. I'm not just saying it to say it. It is truly an excellent book. And you can feel, I mean, it seems like it just pulls you right into the pages. You're right there with the people as they're going through their experiences. And how did you come up with the name Enough Now?
It's the Creator, because I tell you, that was not the name of the screenplay.
Okay.
But it's a process, you know. I'm a writer. Well, first and foremost, I'm an artist. I think people are either artists or scientists. That's what I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an artist, and so the form of my art is writing. And when I write, I really go into another zone. I go into another zone, and how did Enough Now come? I truly believe the Creator just gave me that name, because I needed a name, you know? Like, at some point, you know, the story starts unfolding where it's very interesting to me, and it's shocking to me, and this, you know, because I become a channel then.
Yes, that's how it happened, yeah. And you're correct. That's when you know you're untapped in, when you get into that zone. And it is. You're just like a vessel. You can just, the spirits or the Creator, it just works through you. That creativity is just, it seems like it starts to go and you can't stop it. Now, when you would sit down and write, how long did you have a set time to write, or you just, did the urge come on you, or how did you do it?
Okay, I think writing is a personal experience, definitely not rigid. I wasn't rigid with the writing. I see how it worked with me. I found that I worked best in the daytime, let's say 10, you know, just daylight hours were better for writing. I learned that. The book took me a lot of places. The Creator used me to write this book. I mean, anyone who reads the book will understand that. So I had a lot of experiences. But there's no set pattern for me. There's just no set pattern other than I made a commitment that I was going to see the project through. I had to stop at certain points. It really got too much for me where I had to stop. And then I was called away. And I'm just taking the opportunity, since I'm here, my family, they know that I've been a writer my whole life, and my family knows all about my love of songwriting. But they did call me away in June to work on a family reunion song. So I put the book down. You know, I just knew I was going to finish, but I had to spend time away from the book at various times because it's a different type of book. I'm not of the school of thought that you have to sit there and write a certain number of pages. I don't believe that.
Right. And I also like it how you just, you went your own path. You didn't go through the traditional way of writing the book and getting it out there. And so this is what time it is. You know, you are a prime example of what I've always said, that it's about being creative at this time. And so, your work is proving that is definitely true. I have some people on the phone that want to talk to you. I'm going to area code 919-620. Are you there?
I am. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling on me. I read your book, Beverly A. Terry, and I like the book. You know, I believe that you are an artist, but I also think you're a storyteller, you're a politician, you're a teacher, and you're all of those things. And I was just interested in, you know, how much of the book is drawn from your personal life experiences.
Oh, wonderful question, and thank you for your comments. Yes, I am a storyteller. That's my strength. I'd say if I had to do a percentage, how much of that book is my life experience? I'd say 5%. Are you there?
I am.
No, okay, maybe 10%, maybe. It's not a lot. You know, it's strange how that works. I may use a jumping off point as a springboard, but then, boy, it has nothing to do with me. It just gets me going, so...
Thank you, caller. But you can really tell that you are a storyteller because it shows in your writing and it shows in the book. Mm-hmm. Area code 734-941.
Hi, Beverly. This is Cecilia. How are you?
Hi, Cecilia. Great.
Hi.
We have Beverly Taylor Carey on tonight.
Yeah, I remember speaking with her last year. How are you doing? Good luck.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm about to get your book because Beverly told me about it. I said, wow, she wrote a book now. I got to go buy the book now.
Mm-hmm.
I am so proud. Keep up the good work. It's going to work out for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And go
to Essence Magazine if you have any. Get it there so I can get so the reader, I think his name is Patrick, can read your book and put it on there. You can get a lot of airplay.
That'll be interesting, you know. I'll try that, but somehow I think it's going to be the grassroots people who, you know, endorse this book. I'll try mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, try him. If you can, get Beverly, get my number from Beverly and call me. I got some more people that would be interested in reading that book.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll pass her information along.
Okay, good luck, hon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Beverly, I feel like you that it is definitely going to be grassroots word of mouth.
Yes.
The book will definitely sell itself because once a person read it, it's just, you know, it's definitely going to be word of mouth.
Right.
Are you writing another book?
Well, the thing about it, my vision included the publishing company, which is Veeb World Literature. I created that company because that company is for the people. It's for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, I'm thinking about my legacy, and Enough Now is basically published to jumpstart this publishing company that I truly, truly believe in. And I believe that the young people are going to come forward and take over the company. I believe the creator is working with me right now, Beverly, on another book.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, it would be about 3 years for me to get it out.
Okay.
Because of the process. But I want to just briefly tell you this story about my grandniece. And I recently understand that I am her mentor.
Mm-hmm.
The young girl looks up to me. When I released my album, both my nieces, they were 7 and 9 at the time, and they came to me and they said, oh, Aunt Bella, I love your album. I said, really? I said, which song did you love? She said, oh, I love them all. I said, really? Well, sing me one. And those two young ladies proceeded to sing me 9 of my 11 songs.
Wow.
And something shifted in me in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the 7-year-old asked me, she said, Aunt Bill, how did you do that? And my life has never been the same since. So as a result of my conversation with them, they are both taking piano lessons, and they're turning into wonderful musicians. When they found out about my book, the youngest one, Mir, sat down and wrote a short story.
Okay, great. Now, you have a video on your website. Is that one of your great nieces that's on that video?
That's my granddaughter.
Okay, okay.
That's my granddaughter. And she came to me and she says, "Grandma, can I help you?"
Talking about websites, tell the people what is your website.
Okay. It's Veeb, and you spell that V as in Victor, E as in Edward, B as in boy. And it's pronounced Veeb, worldliterature.com.
Okay. Now, I have another call. Someone wants to talk to you. This is area code 313-345. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Please forgive me. I came in late. I didn't get the name of your book, ma'am.
Enough Now.
Oh, Enough Now. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And also, one comment that you made, I must even your book sounds quite interesting, and I'm going to try to find it in this in the local area. If not, I'm sure you'll tell us how we can get it. But what I wanted to say is you didn't allow yourself to become pigeonholed and by the publishers and to be commodified. So I really respect you for that.
Well, thank you. And that's why I need the support of the people.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Clyde. Okay.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Beverly.
Now, I was going to say there are really two places to buy the book. One is Amazon.com. If you go there and put in Enough Now, it will come up with the reviews that have been listed so far. And there's a Kindle version that's available there for you. Then if you go to my website, Deep World Literature, there's a link that will take you to my e-store to buy the book.
Okay, great, great. Now, you say with your publishing company, if someone has a book, can they come through you?
You know, I'm a new company, and it's up to the people whether the book is going to be successful. Sure, they come to me. I mean, that's what publishing companies do. They look at books and they try to get them published. But we have to be realistic about what's going on. I need help. People need to stand, you know, to come forth. I mean, to run a successful publishing company, I would think you need about 20 people at the minimum. Because I'm talking about nation building, company building, something that's going to be incorporated and last forever for the people. And truly, this is possible. But you start with one book like Enough Now, and if you get it out there, and, you know, it can be successful, then other people will want to come in. And I'm sure they will find their way there. So I'm just here, and I'm hoping the people are going to come that need to come. You know, I need people who understand marketing, who understand the Internet, a publicist. I need help. I know it'll sell itself up to a certain point, but we as a people we don't have a history of really supporting each other. I don't like to say that, but it's true. And so I put myself out there, and I tell you exactly what I need. And one person even questioned me about the price, and I'm an independent publisher starting up, and I'm very comfortable with the price. It's $14.99, by the way. And I'm an independent company, you know, because it's really more than about Enough Now. Enough Now is going to open it up, but it's really about the company and the future young writers. It's about us as a people. And this is the kind of literature I want to come out of the world literature.
Well, this is a good start. I feel like that your company will do very well. And this is a good start for, like, the young people that is just getting into the business. You have a lot of very creative people, and it's not just young, it's young and old. But you have opened up a doorway. You have opened up a way that people can start a new direction, use their creativity. So I really applaud you for doing this.
Well, thank you, Beverly.
And it's quality work that you have. And your book is very reasonable. I know some people that are selling their books, and they're asking $30 for the book. And, you know, I got it on Kindle, and it was only
$9. Oh, that's right. I think you're Kindle for $9.99, which is true.
Yeah, you know, So it's very reasonable. And especially, you know, to enjoy it the way it is. So, people, I believe that they will get the book. Once they get it, it's going to be word of mouth, and it will start to get out there. The Internet is very powerful, and so I just feel like that it's there. You have a quality product, and it's definitely going to get out in the public.
Thank you, Beverly.
Well, you did excellent.
Thank you.
And so tell the people again, Beverly, give them your website and tell them where they can purchase your book.
My website is Veeb, and I'm spelling that V as in Victor, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, worldliterature.com. You'll see the buy link there. And if possible, I will encourage you to buy it from my e-store before you buy it from Amazon.com. I'm an independent publisher, so this is just the wherewithal of the business world and how it works. I benefit more as the author if you buy it from my e-store, but my e-store doesn't take PayPal. So if you must use PayPal, then I say buy it from Amazon, because the bottom line here is that the book be read. At that point, I really don't care. If enough people read the book, you know, the company will be okay. And definitely the Kindle is on Amazon.com. That's the only place you can get the Kindle. And there they are giving me a fair deal with the Kindle, so that's good. And that works with the iPad and other e-readers also.
Right. I have another caller, area code 718-736.
Yes, hello, Beverly. This is your sister. How are you?
I'm good. Great. Thank you.
I just want everyone to know how hard you worked on the book and how long you've been doing what you're doing. And just to let people know how proud I am of you, because it took you actually touched on a lot of controversial issues in your book, and it took a lot of courage to do that, to even write some of the things that you wrote. It took a lot of courage from where I sit. But to see you create the prose and to write and to hold the interest of the reader, I mean, I'm just so proud of you. I just want everybody to know. And it's a great book. It really is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, sister.
Yeah.
Her family is listening and supporting, and I like this show. I'm going to listen in again. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All righty.
Okay. Yes, and so, you know, and even the young people, Beverly, will read that book, because I wasn't even able to finish it because my granddaughter took it home with her.
Oh, my goodness.
So she took my Kindle with her. Yes, she did. And so I was like, well, okay, all right. So she's a teenager, and so it grabbed her interest. So that's excellent.
How old is she?
16.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. I'm just going to repeat that I'm asking everyone, once they read the book, to please post a comment on Amazon.com. That is That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the book will lead to discussions. You know, I really visualize if friends are reading the book together, they can have discussions with themselves as they're coming through the book.
Mm-hmm. And it's also good for, it's a lot of people that's doing homeschooling now. And so it would be an excellent book to incorporate into the homeschooling.
Definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Beverly, tell people again how they can get your book, you know, and so we can see if we can get this going here. But once they read it, it will speak for itself.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I know it's difficult right now because we don't want to give away too much of the book because it's a work of fiction.
Yeah.
But it is. When you read that book, it'll give you an idea of what type of teacher I was, because when the kids would show up in the math class, they would just have such horrible expressions on their face, and everybody hated mathematics. But when I finished with those students, they excelled. And I was so proud of them because they did so well. But the book is on my website. Go on.
And how long did you teach math?
I taught math for 28 years.
Wow.
And okay. I was good, Beverly. I'm going to be – no, I was. I think I even made history. I broke records, but they would never tell you. But I was forced out before I was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I could have still been teaching math now, but the only thing I do understand, had I continued to teach math, I would not have written this book.
So everything is done for a reason. It works
yes,
out perfect.
Yes, yes. So your listeners, it's Veeb. And my son said it was Veeb. I said, no, it's Veeb because I say it's Veeb. It's
mm-hmm.
V as in Victor, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, worldliterature.com.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you even touched on the 9/11.
Oh, yes.
That was interesting.
Yes. And, you know, I just want to say, Beverly, that I'm a writer. And nothing. How I want to spend the rest of my life is writing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I experience joy now. It was hard, but it was never boring.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to write, you know, and the Creator will reveal to me the next story. And I know why I could not write before now. Because once you publish, you can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm glad I did not publish when I was much, much younger. I am so happy because I had a few things to learn before I was ready to publish. So everything in the book is deliberate. Everything is deliberate. And yes. You know, and everybody's going to get something different from the book.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have been marveling at thus far, people who have shared with me have gotten some real deep personal stuff from that book. Now, that I did not foresee.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be a very meaningful book, and its time is now. See, the time is now for enough now. And as a people, I wrote it for my people. That's all I can say. I wrote it for you. I'm not against anybody, but I'm for my people at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once someone reads it, I love to talk to them. You know, I'm not in hiding. On my website, you'll see how to find me. I'm not in hiding because I believe we need each other now.
And I'm going to open up another line here. Area code 619-807.
Yes, hello, Beverly's. my name is Lennon, and I'm a friend of and really family to Beverly Terry. And
okay.
I just want to take just a quick second to let the listenership know that the book is fascinating. And my wife and I, we thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm not the kind of individual that reads fiction. Not at all. Like, you give me a technical manual, you give me something on history or something like that, and I'm all into it. But this book grabbed me from the first couple of paragraphs. And my wife joked with me because I would take the book when I was out running errands, and whenever I was waiting in line at the grocery store or at the post office, I'm reading the book. And I'm a very busy person, but I just want everyone to know that the book is well worth, looking into. And Beverly Terry, you know how we feel about you here in Honor Home. We really appreciate you as a human being, and this book is a testament to your power. It is very powerful, very inspirational. We are so thankful that you wrote it.
Thank you, Lennon. Oh, my goodness. I love Lennon Honor. Wow. That's nice.
Well, thank you, Lennon.
You're so welcome. Y'all take care.
Okay. Thank you. Well, see, Beverly, the book is off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to keep going. It's going to get more and more. I think word of mouth is excellent. A lot of things have started from, as they say, word of mouth. You will see how powerful the word of mouth and the grassroots is and the internet.
Right.
With your book. Yeah. Right. Well, especially when you're making it easy because you already have a good product.
Well, yeah, which is true. It's up to the people. It's up to the people. You know, I do have a good product, and I'm grateful for that. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm grateful, Beverly. I mean, Lennon Honor is a very busy person, but so are you. You know, and I know when I'm approaching people in fiction, people are not into fiction. So this is new for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and this show hopefully will help to break that down and say, wow, maybe there's something special about this book that I should read.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning. You will have other people that will contact you and have you on talking about the book. And so we do have black book stores around the country, and they will be getting your book. So. And it's not that they'll be getting it just because you are a black woman. I mean, people are going to be getting the book and reading it because it is really good.
I hope you're right, Beverly.
Yeah, I know I'm right. I read it, so, you know, the part that I did, I had to get it back from my grandbaby, but it was really good, you know, and you can feel your energy. You know that this is something that was the creator worked with you because you could feel it. It just jumps off the pages as you are reading.
Right, right. Well, thank you, Beverly, and I'm definitely praying, and my dreams have been answered already. I mean, I never thought I'd get this far in life.
Mm-hmm.
So
most likely it will end up going into that screenplay.
I would love to see it on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a people's production if it happens. Because, I mean, the people will have bought the book, and then, you know, so we'll have the wherewithal to get it on the screen. And my vision is that it's our project. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it will definitely work, Beverly. Like I said, you have a great product, and so it will definitely will not be a disappointment to the people.
Okay.
All right, Beverly, and thank you for joining me tonight. And before you go, one more time, tell them where they can get the book.
Veeb, that's V as in Victor, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, worldliterature.com, or you go to amazon.com and you put in Enough Now and it will come up.
Okay, and I have another person that wants to talk to you before you leave. 111?
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear
yes.
you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know if you could hear me. Hi, yes, this is Diane. I'm calling in reference to the book. I read the book. It was very interesting. I really enjoyed it, and I could easily see it being a screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I waited with anticipated breath with each turning of the page. It's been a long time since I've read a book that captured my attention the way that book did. I read that book in 2 days. I kid you not. You know, I read it before I went to work. I read it at lunchtime. I read it before I went to bed. So that was really truly a good book, Beverly. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, Diane, wait. So, Diane,
yes.
did you post your comment on Amazon.com yet?
Yes, I did. I post my, well, I think I did. I have to go back and make sure, but I did go on Amazon and I did post a comment. I just meant to go back and see if it showed up. I'm not sure if I did it right. I'm not really computer savvy.
Okay. Thank you, Diane.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have, there's another person I want to talk to. 203-919.
Hello. Hi, this is Shadia.
Hi, Shadia.
Hi. I read the book, and, you know, in the beginning, I don't want to give any of it away, because everyone,
mm-hmm.
I tell everyone, it's just an exciting book, and it just portrays Black people in such a positive way and that they've never seen before. That's as much as I'm going to give away of the book. And it keeps you on the edge of your seat. I mean, you just
yes.
keep turning the page and keeps turning the page and keeps
yes.
turning the page. So I just bravo to Beverly. This book was long overdue for us.
Thank you.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah.
You're correct. You're absolutely correct. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Well, see, I mean, and, you know, everybody is not just talking. You know, these are people that have read the book, and you're hearing the same thing over and over again. So it has to be the truth. And when
yeah.
the person reads the book, they will understand what the people are saying.
Right, right. Thank you, Beverly.
Well, thank you, Beverly. And so we will be talking, and thanks for your great work, and thanks for coming on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there. Now, I will be back on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will have another author. And also, I will have a person on that will be talking about legalizing marijuana. So join me tomorrow night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you will be talking to another author, and you will be talking to a person in Michigan where they're going to be talking about the marijuana laws here. So until tomorrow, I'll be back on at 9 o'clock p.m. Peace and much, much love.